Melanie Rowan is a lawyer. In her 20s, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, MS. In this interview with her friend Christina Wirtz, Rowan describes living with the disease. This is San Francisco StoryCorps.
It happened for like 5 seconds before this, like at a previous time, and I'd ignored it. But then I woke up one morning and I looked up at the ceiling, and the ceiling was spinning in that way. If you're very drunk, where things spin and then they resolve and then they spin and then they resolve, and you can never quite get things to stay still, even though they never really go all the way around. They're just moving. And I thought, I'm not drunk right now, yet the ceiling is moving. Like, maybe I've got a problem here. So that was vertigo. And it was, things were like that for a few days, and I felt really like lightheaded and weird, like I was in a bubble. It was pretty strange. So I took a few days, then I went to the neurologist. I like to sit and think about my symptoms before I see anyone about them. And that made me officially a person with MS, which actually made me able to get medicated for MS, which was a good thing. And you have to keep your friends and family informed if they're going to be able to understand what's going on with you. But that can be exhausting to be like, today my feet are fine, but I notice that my face is twitching in this really weird way that you probably already noticed. Like,
or your friends and family have to keep you informed.
Right. Or today I'm having a hard time concentrating or listening to what you're saying or remembering anything that's going on. It affects me actually pretty much every day in my professional life. I would say it's difficult not to be in, particularly in a professional environment where I don't necessarily want people to know that I'm struggling. I've always been like a big nerd and book person and a person who used my memory and my ability to take tests and things like that to get through life, and thought of myself as being good at those things, and I was good because I was good at those things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to think that I'm good anymore because I'm good at certain things. I want to think that I'm good because I'm a kind person, because I'm generous, because I'm a good friend, like things like that, not because I can achieve certain things or manage certain types of tasks. So yeah, I've kind of tried to reformulate my whole self-esteem to think about, like, what's really important about people and what do I value in other people? Mm. I always was a big believer in making your own luck. And I felt like if I wanted something, if I had the right mindset about it, I could make it happen within reason.